Frankly, nothing in opposition,
Wow.
except on vaccine front.
Now, do you know if the you mentioned a lot of emails in support? Do you feel like they're coming in from New Hampshire people, or are you getting them from, mostly New Hampshire, a little bit outside? Is there any indication?
I'd say mostly in New Hampshire, certainly some from other parts of the country. Even got a card, a thank you card from, I think that was Texas.
Cool.
And also Jeremy Kaufman had put out a request for donations, so I have some donations to my campaign account,
Great.
which was, unsolicited and
Yeah, I
very
saw
nice to
that
have.
the Free State NH account on Twitter shared the news. They shared an article that Alu wrote, and I think it got over 1,000 shares or reshares or whatever. So definitely a lot of people picked up on that and helped spread the word. So that was very, very good.
Right. Got a call from a friend in Belmont, who I don't usually hear from. It's kind of out of the blue, and he said that he had gotten a call from a guy, a friend of his in Taiwan, who told him about it. It was the
Wow.
first he had heard of it. So we kind of made the loop,
Neat.
and he was very supportive, and he doesn't get involved in too much political stuff. But I think from the early indications, there's a fair chance that we'll have a very large committee hearing at the very least.
Yeah, I think so
So.
too. I mean, this is exciting for people. It's definitely historic. I don't know if anything like this has happened in the last couple hundred years, meaningfully in any state government. So the one in Texas was, I guess, noteworthy from earlier this year. But as I pointed out, in the story I wrote over at Free Keen, that was just a resolution. So if that one had passed, and apparently it didn't even get a committee hearing, because Texas is one of those states where if you aren't politically, in with the big boys as a state rep, you don't get, your bill might not get heard at all. So it never even made it to a hearing. It certainly didn't pass in any way, shape, or form. And had it passed, it would have only, and then it hit the ballot and then won. If it had won the voters, it still would have simply been a resolution for the Texas legislature to start to begin thinking about, how to how to leave the United States, whereas ours is just a straight up statement of, all right, we're done. Goodbye.
Right. And I think, that's going to be a big question with this particular constitutional amendment that we've got proposed is, all the dirty details of how everything is going to work. And, there are a lot of other movements that have looked at those things. They've been working on them a long time. I guess California and Texas have really looked at how to manage the breakup should it come to happen.
Yeah, so excited to see how this all shakes out. Didn't see a whole lot of mainstream media coverage. There was, I think, a few maybe New Hampshire newspapers that picked it up. Of course, the Union Leader had that poll on the front page of their website for at least a few days that I saw it. I don't even know if it's still there, but it was there, definitely there for at least 3 days. And tremendous results. Of course, unscientific poll hit as high as I think 84% in favor of. Again, the question was, should it go on the ballot, not should it happen?
Sure.
And 84% saying yes, and then I think it came down to around 70 something percent after it sort of settled down after a few days. So totally unscientific, but still nonetheless, it does. If at the very least, it does show that people who are in favor of secession are good at stacking an internet poll better than the opposition, at least. So could take that away
Yeah,
from it.
I don't know if anyone. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't know who was pushing that, if anybody. And I think somebody I asked about what number of respondents might have been involved in that, and I guess it comes out to at least 500 or so. To, if you calculate the numbers, of course, it could be a multiple of that, much beyond that. So it's kind of hard to tell.
I didn't see any kind of numbers on the poll. Maybe I missed that.
Right, it didn't have them, but if
Right.
you calculate by the percentages, it would have to be
I see.
over 500.
It definitely was getting a lot of shares on social media by some influential places, so I'm sure it got around. So that was some good news, some initial good news. I went out to the worldwide demonstration on Saturday, which was a global sort of simultaneous across different, you know, places, cities and such, protest in favor of freedom, various different freedoms, like freedom to assemble and freedom to speak, and some real basics, some good ones that I think most freedom lovers would agree with. So I was happy with the message there. And obviously, it was a friendly crowd for the message of independence. And sure enough, almost everyone I spoke with was in favor. I was taking physical signatures on a petition that I've now transferred to the online version, which is over at nhexit.us. And almost everyone with whom I spoke, I kept a track of how many people said yes to the question on the petition versus how many people said no versus how many people wouldn't give me an answer or were unsure. And only, 15 of the people I spoke with said yes, and 4 people were not sure. So there were no no's. No one turned it down. There were a few people that just, you know, they didn't feel like they knew enough about it. They wanted to do some more research. They seemed intrigued. So I would say they were positive-leaning unsures on that one. And they were usually standing next to somebody who'd already said yes. So it was definitely like, oh, well, my friend thinks this is a good idea. Maybe I should look into this. And there is going to be a real social factor to making this happen. So I was happy with
that. Yeah, the time seems to be right. I mean, as you know, I was never a big supporter of the idea previously, but I think you know, we've seen the back and forth from DC, and the trend is not better. It's more control and less freedom.
No, we can count on them for that. That's for sure. So that's pretty much my update for the week. And since nobody else is here, I mean, unless you got something else you want to talk about.
Yeah, the only other thing I got is I had one call for a co-sponsor. So,
oh, cool.
Dennis Green has stepped up to be listed.
So is that officially 3 now? You, Matt, and Dennis?
Correct.
Great.
So I'm not sure. I didn't talk to him. He left me a message on the phone, so I haven't touched base with him again to find out where he was incentivized. Okay. But certainly the folks that are writing me in support, I can email them and point them to their representatives. It for some districts, it may be a tougher thing to do than others. I don't know why this would be kind of a Republican supported item, as opposed, well, I suppose, you know, because we have Biden at the
helm. That's what I was going to ask you, was do you think there are any independence minded Democrats who would be willing to co-sponsor off the top of your head?
Independence minded, I'm a partisan, so I don't know that Democrats think too independently. It's not their trend. In fact, you know, we just had the Bill Marsh swapped over to the Democrat Party. And he'll come to find out how welcoming they are. We have a representative, a Republican now, who was a Democrat, and and over the years there have been a few that have been badgered out if they're not toeing the line. They get a lot of heat. So currently we have the rep from Berlin, who used to be a Democrat, and that's a solid Democrat seat. And they actually votes not the worst. We have a couple of Republicans who are worse, better aligned with the Democrats.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, keep up the hard work out there, and we'll keep doing what we can to get the word out.
All right, very good.
Thanks, Mike. See you next week.
All right, take care.
All right, good night.